My question to you, Malcolm, is how could it be possible that Michael Flynn, who was former head of DIA, would not know that his conversations with the Russian ambassador were being monitored?
Well, I think with regards to the telephone call to Ambassador Kislyak, it's just a matter of arrogance. I think they, as when they took control of the, you know, the White House through the transition, they just didn't feel that anyone was was going to do anything about, you know, their decision-making capacity. He just made these calls and thought he was cutting the deals that he was cutting. But stepping back to the New York Times article really quickly here, because as you know, I predicted all of this was going to happen 7 months ago.
Yep.
And that this is what NSA and the FBI were doing all of this time. And it comes out to play because, you know, as I know, I worked at NSA. And, you know, this is not just our effort. We have allied intelligence agencies that give us cues and tips as to criminality or potential problems that are going on with American citizens. And then that manifested itself as early as last August and September. This is very, very serious stuff. The FISA warrant authorized the NSA to turn on the full collection power of the United States. And there is nothing that will escape that. These people need to start getting lawyers and cutting deals, because when we have both sides of the conversation, you are going to get caught.